Friday Torah Mishnah Yutet Edel Tov Shnayin Zayin Rabbi Yisrael Friedman.
The topic of today's shiur is one allowed to daven selichos before chatzos laila? As we know, there are many shuls across the world which do so. In fact, I myself in Shaltkib, we say selichos before chatzos. The question is, may one do so? If you look in the Mugen Avraham in Siman Tov Kif Samachay Sifay, writes the Mugen Avraham the following words in the name of the Arizal: Ein loyma koidem chatzos laila shim slichos. Before chatzos, says the Arizal, it's forbidden for a person to say slichos. Veloy yid gimel midas. One's not allowed to say the yid gimel midas harachmim. Beshim punim leolam. Under no circumstances in the world. There is no way out, says the Heilige Arizal, B'shem punim la'olam, chitz b'miyom ha'kipirim, except for Yom Kippur. You can't have it clearer than that. It's forbidden to say slichas yid gimel rachmim b'shem punim la'olam, under any circumstances in the world, except for Yom Kippur. And because of this, writes the Matar Ephraim, this is in Siman Tuf Kif Peyalef, Sif Chof, one of the most authoritative Sforim on the Haluchas of Yom Neruim. He writes that Ein loyma slichas vidgim umidis koidim chatzois, one's not allowed to. Eve mekoyma shnahagim loyma slichas ba'arvis, and those places which they do say it in the evening, vo'oimrim yidgim umidis, and they say yidgim umidis, rui levatl haminig. One should be mevatel this minig. And mi shehi shom, and somebody who happens to be there in that shul, loy yoima imoim, is not even allowed to join in and say, well, because the oilim are saying it, it must be alright, I'll join them. No, don't say slichas with them. Ele yeshev v'yidoim. You sit there and keep quiet. Rather keep quiet than to say slichas with them. Oyoy miksas mizmoirim, say some tehillim or some other tefillas, but don't join in with them. Azoy shteit klu imat Ephraim. In Halicha Shloime from Reb Shloime Zalman Neubach on tefillim Perek Yitzayin, he says taka that it's correct for everybody to conduct himself according to the explicit ruling of the Imat Ephraim, the Mugen Avraham and Arizal. But underneath in the Haggah, adds on there that later on in his later years, Reb Shloime Zalman Auerbach said that he heard that it was a very widespread minig in Poland before the war by many, many kehillas that they did used to say slichas before chatzos. And therefore, said Reb Shloime Zalman, Lechein yesh lismach kesas al zeh lehokel. One can be b'dievet, one can be mekel. And he was also allowed to say Yidgimul Midas for Chatzos. And they quote there that once Reb Shloime Zalman was in a minyan where they said Tehillim for Choyle, and they said the Yidgimul Midas Harachmim, and he joined in. We know here as well in Manchester the Minchas Yitzchok for many, many years in his shul in Oil Torah and Adayoyim, they daven an hour and a half before Chatzos. The Minchas Yitzchok's minyan, that's how when he used to daven. So Lechoyre, we need an explanation for all those kehillas who are noyig to daven before Chatzos slichas. How can this be? How does this fit in with the explicit ruling of the Arizal, the Mugen Avraham, and the Matar Ephraim? So we have in a Sefer Mishmeres Shulam, which was written by one of the Koyden of the Rebbes about 150 years ago, he quotes the words of the Shulchan Aruch Harav in his Siddur. The Shulchan Aruch Harav wrote a parash on the Siddur. And there the Shulchan Aruch Harav speaks about saying Tikkun Chatzos. And we know Tikkun Chatzos is supposed to be said Bachatzos Laila. However, comes along the Shulchan Aruch Rav and he says a great chiddush. Hine hagam shezman hamivcha hi b'chatzos hamiti. Hagam, as the emissa, correct time is b'chatzos hamiti, is bang on. Af al pi kein ein ze la'akev. It's not ma'akev. Ela techilas mano mitchilas hu ashmoira hatichoina kemoi shekuse bezoya pashas yakel. When we speak about Chatzos, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, we don't literally mean exactly Chatzos. We mean the period which is called the time of Chatzos. And he carries on, Shehi shtei shuois koidem Chatzos hamiti, bein bekayetz, bein bechoyrev. The night is divided up into three chalokim, into three parts. The middle part is the Zman of Chatzos. But that Zman of Chatzos, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, if you look in the Zohar Kodesh and Parshas Vayakel, starts from 2 hours before Chatzos. As I state in Shulchan Aruch Rav in a Siddur, Legaba Tikkun Chatzos, writes the Sefer Mishmera Sholoim, as if the Shulchan Aruch Rav said this, Legaba Tikkun Chatzos, that Chatzos is Lav Dafka, it's from 2 hours beforehand, is Oy Bezoy, the same rule will apply Legaba saying Slichas. So he writes that those people who find it difficult for whatever reason, whether it's difficult for them to stay up so late, whether it's difficult to assemble a minyan, or whether they haven't got any other alternative that is the only minyan, they are allowed to say Slichas from 2 hours before Chatzos. Azoy v'yisa shteitin zoya kudish, the Zman Eis Rutzen of Chatzos starts from 2 hours beforehand. And he finishes off and he says, V'chei nohagi kama sadikim v'gadoilim. This is not just something which he says that maratzim can be makel. This was something even which nohagi kama sadikim v'gadoilim to daven from 2 hours before Chatzos. Ekemedimeli kimat bebira. He says, I'm almost certain that I heard from my father, the Heilig Arishna Otze Chazoy Gefit. And this is quoted actually in another sefer from one of the great Rabbunim from 100 years ago, Ramodcha Arya Horovitz, Benila Ruf, Zim from the Provisioner Ruf. He said over here a story that it's Makibel that the Heilig Arishna used to say Slichas, Davin Slichas, before Chatzos. So we see here already very clearly that there was a Hanhogah from Gedoil, Kama Gedoilim et Tzadikim, that they were make a lechatchila to daven before Chatzos, and the Mishmer Shulim explains it because the Zman the Eis Rutzen of Chatzos starts from 2 hours before Chatzos. And Azoybach Gehet Ochet from Alta Chasidim told me that in Shaltkiv the Rebbe used to say Slichas at 10:45. And when I asked them, are you sure, do you remember correctly, it's many years have passed, told me 100%. I wasn't sure if their memory deceives them, but then after some years I received a ksav yad from one of the Hasidim who wrote about when he went to Rosh Hashanah to Chaltkiv Yom Neruim, and in the middle he writes there that the Rebbe came in to say Slichas at 10:45. So Chagazayn Takas Ishtimt. So we see here that the minig was by many gedolim to say Slichas before Chatzos. And as I state in Koivet Space Aaron v'Yisroel, fin Chasidic Halin, that the Beis Ahar and Reb Aaron Kalina also used to say Slichas before Chatzos. And as I vet gebrengt ochet, as the Rebbe and Motel Chernobyl used to say Slichas before Chatzos. And in Inza generation, this Yediyah, the Ger Rebbe, the Lev Simcha, used to say Slichas before Chatzos, and Ad Hayoyim and Ger is min Nishmak B'zuk Mefa Chatzos. In the Rach B'Shifka Rebbe, Zachoyin Avrucha fin Yishalayim, also every year used to say Slichas before Chatzos. So this is one reason which is given. However, I want to bring along another reason. A greisa yisod, a greisa chiddush, was stated in a sefer Machshuvos Be'etzer. This was written by one of the Chushuva Kalina Chasidim, a Chushuva Ruv, over 100 years ago. His name was Rabbi Yaakov Nusson Weissman, and he writes as follows: when we speak about Chatzos, that Chatzos is a Eis Rutzen, writes his sefer that we mean the Zman Chatzos in Yerushalayim. When it's Chatzos in Yerushalayim, then it's become this man of the Eis Rutzen in the whole world. We're not supposed to look at when this Chatzos is in Manchester or in London or wherever you are. The Ikazman Eis Rutzen is in Yerushalayim. It sounds like a groisa chiddush mahecha teisa. We should go after the Zmanim of Yerushalayim. We're now here in Manchester. What's all means Shaychas with Zmanim from Yerushalayim? Nor steht von der Rebbe Reb Yonason Eibeshitz in Yaris Devash. He writes as follows. We know that Chatzois is an Eis Rutzen. He asks his kasha. If Chatzos is an Eis Rutzen, every single second of the day, in some place, it is Chatzos. Because the world is constantly turning round and round. And the reason why Chatzos is an Eis Rutzen is because it states in Zohar Kodesh that B'Chatzos Laila, the Rabbeinu Shloilem is Nichnes Legan Eden HaTachtoin, to be Mishtasheya B'Neshumes HaTzadikim. And then the Rabbeinu Shloilem comes near and close to this world more than any other time during the day. So Chatzos Laila is an Eis Rutzen. Of a Freik Rabbi, the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason Eibeshitz, this is a continuous ongoing thing. It's Chatzos Laila in Manchester, let's say at 1:10, and 20 miles down the road it's 1:09, and 30 miles down the road it's 1:08, and then 1:07, so it's constant. So when is the Eis Rutzen? A Bore Epushet, writes the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason, Sherega echod min chof dalet shuos. It's only one time throughout the 24 hours of the day, he levadoi eis rutsen lemala, when it is a eis rutsen in Shemayim. Va'al kochach da chatzoi shehi be'eretz Yisrul, he ha eis rutsen de lemala. When we speak about chatzoi as a eis rutsen, we're not speaking about the chatzoi in Manchester. We're speaking about a particular chatzoi which happens once in 24 hours, which is the eis rutsen in Shemayim. Carries on the Rebbe Reb Yonason, and when is this? This is speaking about the Zman of Chatzos in Yerushalayim. When it's Chatzos Yerushalayim, was Yerushalayim, this is Mechivan Keneged Shemayim, that is when it's the Eis Rutzen of Chatzos in Shemayim. And therefore, says Rebbe Reb Yonason, now we understand when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paroi and he warned him, Ke Chatzos Laila ani Yosei Betzoich Mitzrayim. And Chazal fragen, why did he say, Ke Chatzos, Nish Be Chatzos? And Chazal answered, because Moshe Rabbeinu was worried, Sheme Yiti Itz Tagnine Paroi Veyoimer Baduihi. Perhaps they will think that he's a few minutes off. And therefore, they will say that Moshe Rabbeinu is a fraud. Zuk the Rebbe Reb Yonason, you know why there was this mukim for the Mitzrayim to make a mistake? Because when Moshe Rabbeinu said that all the firstborn are going to be killed bechatzos, he wasn't speaking about the chatzos laila in Mitzrayim. He was speaking about the chatzos laila in Yerushalayim, which was a 2-3 minutes different from the chatzos in Egypt. Therefore, there was a mukim for them to make a mistake, and therefore said Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not going to be bechatzos bang on like you think. It's going to be kechatzos. And the zelbevot mila b'mila steht in the Chasam Sofer in Torah Moshe in the pusik vayechule kaleim laila. He says the zelbe yisod that Makas Bechoris took place at the zman of Chatzos in Yerushalayim, not at the Zman of the Chatzos in Mitzrayim. And he carries on and he says, therefore we understand with this, says the Chasam Sofer, that when the Boi Shloilem showed Moshe Rabbeinu Kizeh Rei V'Kaddish, he showed him the Levuna Bechidisha. Freid the Chasam Sofer Kasha, and the Boi Shloilem only spoke Zun Chazal to Moshe Rabbeinu Badei. You can only see the Levuna by night. So how did the Rabbeinu Shloilem speak to Moshe Rabbeinu by day in Mitzrayim, and he say Kizer V'Kaddish? He showed him the Naya Levuna in. The Naya Levuna is only by night, says the Chasam Sofer, because in Yerushalayim it was already Nacht, and he showed him this man Chiddush HaLevuna in Yerushalayim. Said Kizer Re'ei V'Kaddish. He went after this man in Yerushalayim, and with this vote is Moedik Medig, a chap who stayed in the Sefer Machshuvas Be'etze from this Rabbi Yaakov Nusson Weissman. When the Rabbeinu Shlom killed all the Bechorim in Mitzrayim, stayed in the Pusik, V'avati Be'eres Mitzrayim V'hi Kesi Kol Bechoy. I'm going to go through Mitzrayim, I'm going to kill all the firstborn. Says Rashi, Ivarega Echod Kilom Loikim. In one split second, Kilom Loikim. They're all going to be struck down. L'chayre, how could this be berega echod? If the Rabbi Shem is killing all the firstborn, bang on in Chatzos, Mitzrayim is a very large country. From the top of Mitzrayim to the bottom, the Zman of Chatzos must change by 2-3 minutes. So how could it be, V'Rashi Zukt, berega echod loikim? In one split second, they're all going to be struck down. If Chatzos is continually changing throughout the country. Zukt, there the Sefer, because we're speaking about the Zman of Chatzos in Yerushalayim. So when it was the Zman Chatzos in Yerushalayim, then Berega Echot Kilom Loikim. And the Zelbe Yesod state from Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Sefer Moiv Ketzia and Simon Aleph, when he speaks about Chatzos, Zung Tikin Chatzos, Hine Yikshem Oid, it's very difficult to understand. The world is turning around. The entire time, there's somewhere Chatzos. I didn't find, Zuk Rabbi Yaakov Emden, any way for me to understand this in my head. If not for the state, bring it from the Kizarivata, and the Ikizman Erutzon is Tuli on the Zman in Yerushalayim. Otherwise, constantly the whole time, we have every minute Chatzos. Now, Zoivi is the state from the Rebbe Rabbi Yonson, the Chasim Sofer, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, state in Nochsforim, Azoi state in Sofer Chesed Lavroim, from the Zayda, from the Chidur, B'Shem the Ramak, as the Ike Zmanim of Eis Rutzen and of Chatzos is the Zmanim of Yishalayim, Azoi state in the Sofer Mishnas Chachomim to Maram Galanti in Nochsforim. And that means as follows, just to make this more understandable, that Chatzos is different to all other Zmanim. When we speak about Lemushel Zmanim of Tefillah, speak about Netzach Hamah, Shkias Hachamah, Tzeis HaKechovim, then we look in each and every single place, what is the time in that particular place? If we need to know when Netz is, it doesn't help to know when Netz is in London or in New York or in Yerushalayim. We need to know when is Netzach Hamah in Manchester. If we want to know when Shkias HaChama is, again, it doesn't help to look what Shkias HaChama is in Yerushalayim. We need to know when is Shkias HaChama, when is Tzeis HaKechovim in Manchester. Every single place has its particular unique Zmanim. But when we speak about the Zman of Eis Rutzen of Chatzos, we are speaking about the Zman Chatzos when is the Eis Rutzen in Shemayim, when the Rebbein Shalom enters into Gan Eden HaTachtoin. This is something which hasn't got to do with when it's Chatzos here in Manchester. This has got to do, when is this Zman in the 24 hours of the day, this Zman when the Rebbein Shalom comes into Gan Eden HaTachtoin, this Chatzos, like, when is it? Zogin the Gedoilim, Nachroinim, this is when it is Chatzos Laila in Yerushalayim. So therefore we understand very clearly according to this, that if one wants to daven by the Zman Eis Rutzon, when it's Chatzos Laila, it doesn't help to daven at 1:10 in the morning, because that's Chatzos in Manchester. But if in Eretz Yisrael, like now, the Zman of Chatzos is Be'erich 12:30, so 12:30 is here, is 10:30. So if one wants to daven in the Zman of the Eis Rutzon of Chatzos, it doesn't help to wait up till 1:10, you have to daven earlier. Azoi kintos from these Gedoilim. However, like everything, it's not so straightforward. And we find that not all the Achroinim are maskim that Legaba Chatzos we look at Yerushalayim. In the Shulchan Aruch Harav himself, in Simon Aleph, in Sif Kutn Ches, speaks about it. How does this work about, we know Shabbos Kodesh, we have to keep Shabbos Kodesh. How can it be that here in Manchester, for example, Nacht yesterday was at 8:29, and somebody does Melucha beforehand, he's a Mechal Shabbos. And Nacht in London last night was at 8:20. So a Yid in London at 8:20 is doing Melucha, he's got no problem. And we here just up the road at 8:20, we do Melucha, Chas V'Shulam, Yid would be Chayv Skila. How can it be? It's Shabbos for me and not for him? So we look at each and every place. But if this Kiddush Shabbos, why is it that it's divided in places when we've got Shabbos, they haven't got Shabbos? How does this work? Zuk the Shulchan Aruch Harav Azoi. Eis Rutzen Lamala, V'yechidim Elyoinim, Bekedisha Shabbos v'yontif hilemala migeda hamukim v'hazman. It's something which is higher than the mukim and the zman. Rak shemeye lemata lechal mukim emukim bezmanoi harui loy. What happens is shines down into each and every single place according to the correct time in that area. And as I shrab the Malbim in his Sefer Artzis Hachayim on Shulchan Aruch and Siman Aleph, I wrote a special kintrus, right, the Malbim. Ki kol mash yesh lamata, everything which we have down here, nimsa shoshoy lamala, the shorish comes from upstairs in Shemayim. V'chol echad miskadish lamata, lefi ho'eis v'horega shemiskadish le'imusoy ba'alumais halyoinim. Every place becomes, it gets its kedisha according to the zman which was in Shemayim, shemis oire b'chol mukaim lefi zmanoi imekoimoi, which is nisoire in each place according to its time and its place. Which means to say, in other words, Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz, the Chasam Soif, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden all ask this kasha: how can chatzos be a ace rutsin in each town, in each place? Each place has got its own chatzos, and it only happens once in the day. Zuk the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Malbim. You're right. There's only one Zman Chatzos, which is the Eis Rutzen throughout the day. And that Zman, whenever it is in Shemayim, whatever time it is. However, that Zman of Eis Rutzen shines down into the world, and it shines into each and every place in its time and its place. That means that although Taka the Zman Chatzos, which is the Zman Eis Rutzen in Shemayim, was 12:13 Yishalayim, which is 10:30 our time. But at 10:30, when we're in Manchester, we don't receive yet the Hashpur from that Eis Rutzen, because we're not yet up to Chatzos. It's only when we arrive at our Chatzos, then becomes opened up a window above our heads, which allows us to receive the Hashpurs and the Eis Rutzen, which was Nisoira 2 hours earlier, 10:30, comes and shines down upon us at 1:10. Hazoi zuk the Shulchan Aruch and the Malban. Therefore, Lemusha Legaba Shabbos, we keep Shabbos, Kivoy Shovas Mikol Melachtoi. The Rabbi Yom is Shovas every single week. Shabbos, Rabbi Yom is Shovas. When is Rabbi Yom Shovas? Probably he's Shovas the Fidah Zmanim of Yishalayim. So how does it help for us here to keep different Zmani Shabbos? In America, in Los Angeles, totally 13 hours apart. It's already Sunday morning in Yishalayim, and they in Los Angeles still keeping Shabbos. What's helps keep it? The Rabbi Yom is up to Sunday now. Why are you still keeping Shabbos? The answer is that this Kiddush Shabbos only shines down on us in each and every place when we arrive at that Zman of Shabbos. Therefore, according to them, it won't help to say, you won't be allowed to say Slichos earlier. We haven't yet arrived at our Chatzos. And as I state Ochet in Shivas Yehida Yale, Simen Ches from Rabbi Yehida Asad, the Avada, the Alas Manim, including Chatzos Laila, is only according to the Zmanim on each and every person where he is. And as I state in the Sefer Habris from the Pinchas Eliyim of Vilna from a few hundred years ago, and Noch Gedolim. So we have a big machloikus now. On one hand, we have Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz, the Chasam Sofer, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Ramak, the Chesed Lavruam, Maram Galanti, that the Ikazman Eis Rutzen is Yishalayim. On the other hand, we have the Shulchan Aruch Harav, we have the Malbim, we have Rabbi Hida Asad, the Sefer Habris, that we look at each and every place. How's it shayach to be machriya, Sushin Azam, machloikas, Sushin the Gresta Gedolim? However, with Grace Siyata Deshmaya, I found a very interesting Yerushalmi. Once Pinkta Alsam in the Shemayim saw this Yerushalmi brought down, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes it. Yerushalmi in Bruchas, in Perik Dalet, Halucha Aleph. Quote tells us Yerushalmi that Rav was makpid by Mincha lefi the Shitta from Rabbi Yehida to only davenin Mincha until Plag HaMincha. After Plag HaMincha holds Rabbi Yehida, and Azoyat's Rav Otzich Azoy Gefid, you can't daven Mincha after Plag HaMincha. Tells us the Yishalmi that when Rav was in Bovel, he davened Mincha long after Plag HaMincha. He davened Mincha when the sun was almost about to set when it was on the top of the trees. Zog de Gemura dorten, as Rav hat sich allein Masbe gewehen. Why is he davening Mincha? It's ready after Plaga Mincha. And he holds that you can't daven Mincha after Plaga Mincha. Said Rav as follows, V'shim shebereish digle tamon ayemoma hi hocha. That when the sun is setting here in Bovel, in Eretz Yisrael it's still earlier, and there it's still before, it's now the time of Plag HaMincha. So Rav waited to daven, although it was ready almost by Shkia, he davened in Bovel, because in Eretz Yisrael then it was the Zman of Plag HaMincha. The Pnei Moshe writes as follows, Kehashemesh bereish dikle bebovel, when the sun is on the top of the trees in Bovel, he yoim gudel adayim be'Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the sun is still shining, still in the middle of the afternoon. Elefichach nu hakein. And that's why he behaved so. Kehashemesh bereish dikle bebovel, when the sun is setting in Bovel, zman plag ha-mincha hi be'Eretz Yisrael. That's the zman of plag ha-mincha in Eretz Yisrael. Writes Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Sefer Gilyoy Nashas, he's got Haguos on the Yishalmi, and he writes here, Zman Tfilis Mincha, Mashma Bi Yishalmi, Bruchas to Ozlina and Busa Eretz Yisrael. From this Gemara we see that Rav conducted himself to Davin Mincha, although he really held it was ready after Zman Mincha, because he conducted himself according to the time in Eretz Yisrael. Lefi Hashur Shiyoyim Betzul, Kachi Hazman Gam Bechitzlores. So is the time also in Eretz Yisrael. And he carries on and he writes, Vehi Chiddush. It's a groyser Chiddush. And writes of Yosef Engel, he understands that Mistoma, the reason of Rav was, because since the Tfilis are Kenegim Tamidim Tiknim, and the Korban Tomid are Memakriv Gevein in Yushalayim, therefore, if now with this man Akruvus Tomid in Yushalayim, although where he is in Bovel is after Plaga Mincha, therefore he felt he could still daven. So this Yishalmi, we see very, very clearly a Moyedik Echidish, that Rav davened according to the Zmanim of Eretz Yisrael. And Azoi Shrab, the Punim Yufas as well, in Parshas Re'eh, on the Bevista Gemurah and Bruchas Davches, the Gemurah says, Om Reb Yoichan and Ikas Saba Bebovel? How come there's such Alte Yidin in Bovel? Or besteht in the Torah, Leman Yirbi Yemeichem Vimei Venechem Al Hadoma, only in Eretz Yisrael. So how come in Bovel they got Arichas Yomim? Said Rabbi Yochanan, Kivin da Omle de Mekadma Mechashcha Lebei Kenishta, Haini da Hanili. Because they come early and they stay late in the Beis HaMedrash, Haini da Hanili. Zug de Punim Yufas, a massive Chiddush. We know Chazal tell us on the Pusik Vis Pali Alecha Derech Adzom, that when we daven, we're supposed to face Eretz Yisroel, we're supposed to imagine we're in Eretz Yisroel, we're supposed to send out fillers to Eretz Yisroel. And then carries on the Punim Yofis said, we see from that the our tefillahs can only be accepted if they go via Eretz Yisrael. So Oy Bezoy, he writes, Rui Lahem Lehispalel Beshu Shebnei Eretz Yisrael Mitzpalim. It's correct for Yidin who live in the Chitzlus, they should daven at the time when Yidin in Eretz Yisrael are davening. And then he carries on, he says further, therefore the Yidin in Bovel, they wanted to daven. Now they really, you're supposed to daven when it's Netzach Hamah. You're not supposed to daven before the Netz. Obes tells us the Gemura, Kivin de Mekadma, they would daven Ba'alois Hashacha sometimes in Bovel. If they knew that then in Eretz Yisrael was now Netzach Hamah, although in Bovel it wasn't yet the Netz, it was only the Mekadma, Hey Elohim Hashacha, they davened then because they wanted to daven at the time when it was Netzach Hamah in Eretz Yisrael. And similarly, although Lechachilah's reason Magdimin Lemitzus, one should daven Ma'ariv straight by Tzeis HaKechovim, but if when in Bovel it was Tzeis HaKechovim, it was still daytime in Eretz Yisrael, the Mechashcha, they would wait, they would delay the Tfilas Ma'ariv to daven Ma'ariv in Bovel until the Yidin in Eretz Yisrael were davening Ma'ariv. So again, we see here a Rizig Echidish, according to the Punim Yufas, and as Ba'am state in Yishalmi, that the Yidin in Bovel were davening in Azman, which was a Bidi'evid, because they wanted to daven at the same time that the Yidin in Eretz Yisrael are davening. So if it meant davening before the Netz, or delaying their Ma'ariv later on, that's what they did. And this is the Mekadma Mechashcha Lebei Kenishta. So although we don't do according to the Punim Yufas, Nazoyu Vidishalmi, and Be'emes, the Masham in Das Torah in Simen Peites, Taka, he brings this Yishalmi and he asks, why do we not conduct ourselves according to the Yishalmi, Beferish Yishalmi? And we go after the Zmanim in each and every place. Obelach Oira, this Yisod, that we follow the local Zmanim, and we don't go after Zmanim Eretz Yisrael, is only Legaba Shachris Mincha Mariv, which we got a chiv each Twiller to say in a particular time slot. But when we are speaking about Slichos, which Slichos, there is no chiv anyway to say Slichos. Slichos calls the Ramo, he calls it Noihagim Lukim Bashmoris. It's a minig. And even in the minig itself, we see that there are chelikideis when to say slichas, whether you should say it by night, whether you should say it by day. And we could mention even that that if you look in the Ramah, which state, Noihagim Lukim Ba'ashmoiris, says the Mishnah B'ir, Ba'ashmoiris means you should really be awaking before daybreak, something like about 5 o'clock in the morning. But the Eved, you can wait a bit more till about Netzachama. Or Belecha Chila, if you're going to follow the state in Shulchan Orach, you have to say Slichas Ba'ashmoiris before daybreak. So therefore, those that daven Slichas at 7 o'clock in the morning, or 8 o'clock in the morning, or anyway, l'choira, they're not keeping according to any man to Omer, because 7 o'clock is not the Zman for Slichas. So oy bezoy, when we speak about this of saying Slichas, which hasn't got a kavir dikas Zman, and we're just looking for Zman which is an Eis Rutzen, oy bezoy l'choira demels, even those that say, as you can't go after the Zman tikkun chatzos in Yishalayim, that's only when we're speaking about something which you're mechiv to do, l'mush l'achiles matzah, l'el Pesach. Nobody was going to say that you got to go after the Zman of Chatzos in Yishlaim. Achiv Zmanim, you go after your Mukim. But when we're speaking about the Amir Slichas, which is only a Minig, so when it comes in a Minig and we're looking for Eis Rutzen, then Avada, if in Yishlaim is the Eis Rutzen, then we should be able to say here as well in Manchester. Interestingly enough, we see that we follow the Zmanim Yishlaim Lamush Lagab the Moilid. When we call out the Zman HaMoilid, we call out the Moilid, not what it's here in Manchester, we call out the Moilid in Yishalayim. And this is Taka Negeya, Lahalucha for Gevissa Zachen, Lemushal. We know that we don't make Chasna Sof Chodesh. However, there are quite a few Achroinim who say that Erev Rosh Chodesh, after the Zman HaMoilid, since it's already the Zman HaMoilid, it's the Naya Chodesh, you can already make a Chippa. Now, you ask most people, did you make Erev Rosh Chodesh Chippa? Yeah, when was it? Yeah, it was 10 minutes after the Moilid, 20 minutes after the Moilid. But they don't have that the Moilid, which is printed in the Liach, is the Moilid, which is in Yishalayim. And here, could be wasn't yet the Zman HaMoilid. So we see that we follow even the Zman HaMoilid in Eretz Yisrael. In the Sefer Shulchan HaTuav, in the Kamana Rebbe, in Simon Reish Samach Aleph, he says, a rizig achidish, unbelievable. He writes that in the olden times, it was the minig of Kol Chachme Yisrael to keep Shabbos according, Lechimra, according to the Zmanim of Yerushalayim. That means that in Chitzlors, if we knew that in Eretz Yisrael, it's already now Shabbos, Erev Shabbos comes in earlier than here. So they were machme on themselves, bring the Shulchan HaTuah, to be Shoivas Mimelucha on Erev Shabbos, because in Eretz Yisrael, it is already Shabbos. And in Nitig Gavriel came out a new sefer on Hilchas Shabbos, Chelik Aleph, Sof Perik Sadi Gimel. He quotes in the name of the Satmaruf that the Satmaruf Taka said that his father, the Kedishas Yontif, used to Taka conduct himself on Erev Shabbos. He didn't do melucha from the Zman of Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. And as I state in the Sefer Yisodu Avoid, he brings the Yisodu Avoid from the Eshes Lonim Rebbe, and he brings there Nitta Gavriel, Beshein the Kloisenburger Rebbe, Zachon Levrucha, the Kloisenburger Rebbe, gave a Hezber, and he said, since we see from all these gedolim, legaba tikkun chatzos, that the ikkar manim are tuli in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore it was right for somebody, a bal nefesh, to be machmeh upon himself to say tikkun to keep Shabbos from the zmanim in Eretz Yisrael. Although we said that the Mugen Avraham quotes B'Shem Darizal that it's forbidden B'Shem Punim La'olam to say Sliches and Yidgim Midas before Chatzos. Aber in Egos Moshe, Zukre Moshe, in Chelik Beis Narachayim, in Simen Kif Hei, Bedvorim Eili, Eimakom Megemura. This is not a real Issa with Shtetan Chazal. Elahei Medivrei Rabbi Seini Hacharoinim Al Pi Sifrei Hakabula. And therefore, right from Moshe, he understands that when the Mugen Avraham said b'shem Arizal, it's forbidden, he didn't mean that literally it's forbidden. Rather, mistaba she'ein b'ze issa, ela she'ein mo'ilim b'koyach yidgimu midrash, she'esh haftocha shelo yachzri reikam, ela kestam tefillah. What he meant to say, zuk the Reb Moshe, chas v'shul, mavada's no issa, you've been oivin aveira. Avada, this is close of Reb Moshe. Not that was the kavun of the Mugen Avraham Arizal. Rather, you don't achieve that havtocha that we have been promised, that anybody says yibugim l'midas einam shovim reikam, that havtocha you haven't got. But avada at filler is us. But according to what we are saying, like from the Arizal, like from the Shulchan Aruch Rab, Shem the Zoyim Parshas Vayakel, the Zman of the Eser Rutzin starts already from 2 hours beforehand. So even according to Arizal, Fiked, this is already the Zman of the Eser Rutzin. And as I state in the Sefer Keser Shem Tov, from the Shem Tov Gagin, the roof of the Sfarische Gehille in London 100 years ago, and he writes that the minhag of the Sfardim in London and Amsterdam used to be that after Maariv they would say already straight away Slichas. And he asks himself, how can it be they do this? L'choira, we see clearly that it's incorrect. So he says again, the same Yisod Mamish like Reb Moshe, Avada can't be that's Mamish and Issa, it's an Aveira. Just Lechachila, it's not the correct thing, but B'Shas Adchak, one can't manage whatever, then Avada one's allowed to. And as I state in the Sefer, Chivas Chesed Yeshia, from the Bashir Greenwald, that he says clearly that you see from Shulchan Aruch in Simon Aleph, state in Shulchan Aruch, a person who wants to be mischanan lifnei boiroi, he wants to down to the Rabbi Nishloilam, says the Shulchan Aruch, he should be mechaven to this man when there's mishtanos hamishmuros. In this night we have, says the Shulchan Aruch, 3 different periods. Shehem b'shlish halayla, the first third of the night, the second third of the night, el vasof halayla. Which says the Shulchan Aruch, this is a zman which is a eis rutzin to be mispal on the Chorban and on the Gulis. So you see lechoyre clearly in Shulchan Aruch that when the mishmur is on Nishtana, even before Chatzos, it's a zman which is a eis rutzin, which the tefillah is demos ritzia. So obviously it can't be that it should be forbidden to daven then if in Shulchan Aruch stay klur as meken demos davenin. So avada, this is not a Be'etzim Issa, Be'etzim Aveira. No, it's Alpi Kabula, it's not correct to do so. However, even though Reb Moshe Zuk, it's not correct to do so, and just Alpi Kabula is Nish Ausgehalten, although, like we brought before already, was the minig of many tzaddikim, the Heilige Rishna, Reb Motel Chernobyl, Reb Aaron Kalina, and many other Rebbes, yes, to do so. And we know all these Rebbes conducted themselves according to Torah HaKabula, according to Torah HaSod, Lefi Dairus of Arizal. And if they understood that according to the Arizal, one can't say Slichas, it cannot be that the Gedolei HaAdmorim would have said Lechachila then Slichas and Yidgim Amidus in a Zman which is Nish Ausgehalten. So Elamai, it must be like we explained, that these Rebbes understood that when the Arizal said you can't say Slichas b'shimpun le'olam lifnei Chatzos, they were speaking either about the 2 hour period of Chatzos, which starts 2 hours earlier, or they were speaking about the Zman of Chatzos in Yerushalayim, which that is also considered for us Chatzos, and therefore that's why they conducted themselves in that time. And here in Manchester, we have both Zmanim come together, because 2 hours before our Chatzos is approximately the same time in Chatzos in Yerushalayim. Just to add on one final thing, that Rabbi Yosef Engel says that although Rav davened Mincha in Bovel after Plaga Mincha, because in Eretz Yisrael it was still Oid Hayom Gudel, Right Rabbi Yosef Engel, it's pushed though, this is only legaba mincha, that it's still day. But Rav would not have davened mincha in Bovel after Nacht, because in Eretz Yisrael it is still day. Dus zicher klo, er wollte es nicht getan. Therefore, for somebody who's in America, for example, to come along and say that I'm going to daven slichas at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, because in Yerushalayim now it's Chatzos, and I'm going after the Zman of Chatzos in Yerushalayim, dus zicher klo asanish ausgehalten. And as we saw anyway, we have a machloikis taka, whether you should go after the Zman Chatzos in Yerushalayim or not. Here, we, as I said, we have both malas, we have the 2 hours before Chatzos, which coincides with being in the Zman Chatzos in Yerushalayim. So here, that's why these gedoyle hatzadikim, om ze chazoi gefiit, Demos Hadavanin, the boys from the Helfen, as they should be Mekabul, all out fillers, Barachmim, Verutzoin, Omein. Oh,